Welcome to the DL Debate. Your weekly radio show podcast, wrapping up all the GAA in the North West. What a day it was yesterday at Crew Park for Donegal and Derry. Double delight, taking home Division 1 and Division 2. Shortly we're going to hear from Armagh legend Aaron Kiernan. Not a very happy man, I would imagine, after Armagh's performance. But listen, taking nothing away, Donegal totally deserved the victory for me. We're going to hear also from Donegal News sports correspondent Ryan Ferry. He's coming on for some in-depth analysis into the Donegal performance in particular and the season to come ahead in the Championship. I'm delighted to say Joe Dex is here as ever, producing the show and keeping us right. And the man of knowledge and chairman's Páraic Helfferty. Páraic,
what's happening, Brendan? You all right?
What's going down, brother?
It's good
what's
to see you. Hey, it's good to see you back fresh from Dublin, you know. It's kind of...
Do you think I look fresh? I don't feel it.
You do. You've behaved yourselves and you came back with a bit of silverware, which was good. I suppose, Brendan, it was a good test for Donegal yesterday, I suppose, and they answered the questions.
Yeah, they settled well. You know, we obviously losing McBurdy and McHugh last week, you're thinking, right, with McCall out as well. Our full back then did look, you know, maybe suspect from aerial attack, you know. I mean, obviously Murray can handle himself in terms of being there. Then again, you know, he's new enough to fall back. You wonder about positional, but the likes of McColgan, Kern, you know, McGilligan was ending up in there. But it never really seemed to happen from Irma. They didn't put the ball in. They didn't kick the ball.
It was strange because, you seen straight away, the first thing that I really liked about Donegal's approach yesterday, they were didn't show any nerves by the looks of it. Jason won the throw-in, I think it was. Root won football straight into Oisin. Right. Caught the ball, stuck a hand up over the bar straight away, up and running. That just gives you confidence straight away, Brendan, I suppose. And how many times would Jim discuss that with him? Primary possession, won the throw-up. And, you know, once you get that and you score straight away, confidence obviously lifts a wee bit.
Yeah, indeed. And listen, Jason McGee back as well, a massive plus. You know, you're looking at the modern game, you need your big men right in the middle. Like having him and Lang in there, you know, with Keelan McGonagall in around there as well. You know, Thompson's obviously, you know, like another midfielder as well. So you've got that power in around there. And then all the rest of the players, so mobile. You know, you mentioned them all, really. The two Adonis flying, you know, Aaron Doherty zooming about the place. You mentioned Oisin inside, you know, breaking from deep in. You know, we just seen, you know, McColgan's famous for that. You know, you just look, there's a nice blend there of pace and attack. You know, if you can add in then, obviously, if you don't ban and Ryan McHugh bombing up the flanks or through the middle with that as well. There's certainly, you know, I don't know where Armagh, I thought we were in cruise control in that game.
Well, I thought for the majority of the match, like, you know, Donegal controlled it. It definitely was at a stage where there was, you know, when Armagh came in that last, 10, 15 minutes or so, Brendan, suppose it was evident that they were pressing the Donegal kick out, and maybe that's one thing that Jim will look at this week after they get time to settle down. And as I say, was getting the kick out in the last 10 minutes or so seemed to be a wee bit more difficult than before previously. But no doubt about it. You look at Niall O'Donnell, your own clubman's performance yesterday. I thought, you know, came of age as well. Niall has struggled with injury. Shane came back in as well, and you know, that's huge positives there. Coming on in Crow Park as well, Brendan, and like you know better than anybody else the pressures it can have sometimes. But looking at it, a lot of the younger players, Kieran Moore flourished yesterday as well, got on a lot of possession, didn't show any nerves. I think we were speaking off air earlier on about, you know, the intelligent football that was occurring as well, more so than the you know, sometimes the flamboyancy of football that, you know, that players have from time to time. It's about being intelligent on the ball, and no doubt that's something Jim will be happy with as well, you know.
Yep, certainly. A man that mightn't be too happy is on the line here. It's Armagh legend, Cross McGlenn man, Aaron Kiernan. Aaron, we've just been talking about Páraic there. Have you been listening in about the plus points for Donegal? You know, I'm just, again, Aaron, and me, yourself and Willie talk bits and pieces, scratching their head again after, you know, another big day for Armagh where they didn't perform.
Yeah, it was. It was the old cliche is everyone wanted promotion and that was the main thing. But we spoke last week. I felt our need was more just in terms of picking up silverware in a big game where there was plenty riding on. So that is another disappointment. You're sitting looking at your boys heading up the steps at a Hogan, and it's not the end of the world, it's not a championship, but just seeing that group of Armagh players standing in a huddle, just sort of gallant losers again, it was disappointing. It was, and particularly as we spoke about last week, given the numbers that you were missing and the sort of quality and experience that you were missing, it probably didn't help the situation. So yeah, it was. I thought we had come with a late surge. I suppose one of the big positives was for a game that was flat and we were very flat in. Big issue we had last year was, or this past few years since that epic game against Galway, we stood off an awful lot in kickouts and didn't press, where I felt that really was the turning of the game, where obviously Sean Patton has a booming kickout, and there's no doubt about it that Jimmy would have everything orchestrated in terms of what happens if a team sets up in different ways. But I felt we very much put pressure on yourselves, forced Sean to go long, got him blown up at one stage, and I felt that led to us building that bit of momentum. But unfortunately, we weren't able to kick on and get the win out of it. And from your own perspective, the fact that the game turned completely on yourselves and the personnel that you were missing, you still found a way to go and win a game. So I'd say, regardless of lifting the cup, that would be the biggest thing that will have pleased Jimmy and the boys heading home last night.
Yeah, and Ireland, you know, I think that, you know, if you look at it, like, and I know it, when Oisin O'Neill put that ball over the bar, you just want to point up, there was a lot of guts in that, you know, the five in a row. You're starting to see, right, this is our man now. We're starting to see bits of it. Just previous to that, there was three wides in a row and the Murnin one off the post, and it just looked like it wasn't going to be your day. So, listen, there was elements in there, you think, right, but it was such small elements. And before we get to those late moments, Aaron, in the first half, and I was just saying to Park there, you know, I seen Mackin and Creeley going in and around the full forward line because a lot of our players in there couldn't match up to them. I mean, Turbot's a huge man. Mernon's a huge man. I was thinking to myself, they're in there. Nobody's kicking the ball. What do you think was happening there?
Yeah, we spoke about the change in Armagh, particularly from that first Donegal league game, where I'm sure everyone up there would have seen it. There was in the Letter Grounds and Armagh going route one with an awful lot of ball and it coming back out until the last two balls before half time, where we got one of it. And I thought that sort of changed how we played for the remainder of the league. We had two men inside, but more importantly, it was pointless having the two men inside because we did have them yesterday, but we didn't have an outlet. So what you see an awful lot of now is link players, people who run and they'll get a hand pass, give it and get it back again and give another hand pass. But what I mean an outlet is someone that you can give that 30-metre foot pass, a 40-metre foot pass from half back to half forward, and then he's able to put it inside. And that can be a floated diagonal ball or it can be a pop ball in front of either of those boys. And Rory Grugan is that man and Stephen Campbell's that man. For whatever reason, I don't know whether it's this illness that apparently was in the camp that Stephen didn't play. And then Rory Grugan found himself just drifting too far out. And you know yourself, Croke Park's a huge field. If you get the ball on the 65 to midfield, that's a long kick to the full forward lane. The outlet that I'm talking about needs to be floating around the 45-metre lane where he's winning it and he's on the half turn and able to get quality ball inside. So we just, whether it was the size of the field and we lost our shape or our bearings, I think that'd be wishful thinking on my behalf, because this is the same failings that has kept happening us over this past 18 months where there's just too big of a gap. So people in different terms, people talk about the gap that there is between a Man United midfield and their defence. That's the same. We have the same issues, except whenever we're attacking, there's an awful gap between our two inside forwards and the rest. And if you hit a foot pass, even off the outside of your boot, any defender can read it. They can mark him in front first, and then they can read the flight of it. And all they need to do is flick it away, and you'd be guaranteed the next man in will be another defender. It's not going to be an extra forward standing up there by himself. So that is, it has been an issue this past 18 months. And we thought it was addressed this past 4 or 5 weeks. And then obviously at the weekend, it came back to haunt again. And like I said, given the personnel that you were missing, and particularly in defence, like you're talking Owen Vaughan, Ray McHugh and Brendan McCall, just pure experience, and then throw in the quality on top of it. It was a gilt edge opportunity for us to try and put pressure on the younger players. But in particular, Kieran Moore's as Park alluded to there, I thought he was very good. I'd mentioned him. I'd asked you a while ago, who was this boy? And you're more than happy to tell me he was Union's man. But yeah, just like the cut of him, just real athletic. Looks like someone who Jimmy will really build something with over the next few years. But geez, for his first game in Croke Park, he looked very, very assured and very composed with anything that he had to do.
Aaron, I suppose when you talk about the Armagh forward line, you know, there's one guy I really like. I just like the cut of him as well, is Conor Turbutt. But yesterday, look, if you look at Croke Park, it's a pitch that's made for Conor Turbutt, and you've seen what he did in the, you know, the latter part of the second half, you know, just turning on the gas. You know, obviously, the Kieran came out after yesterday's game saying there was an issue with, you know, a flu within the camp, and potentially that might be true. Like, but suppose, you know, when you look at the possession and Rory Grugan's influence on the game, like, you know, how disappointing is that from an Armagh point of view? Look, they had the chances. They actually had the chance to win the game, but they just didn't push on.
Jared, as Brendan said, if you sit and you look at the last 15 minutes, there's way more positives than there is negatives. So I could park that, but it's what happened prior to that where I felt that was the losing of the game. The last 10 or 15 minutes, that to me wasn't the losing. I just felt there were stages definitely in the first half where I felt it was too slow of football, it was too pedestrian, just not maximising the strengths that there is within the team. Felt that you're leaving a more inexperienced Donegal team, granted a really well organised team with Jimmy, but you're not asking huge questions of more inexperienced players in their first big game in Croke Park. So here, me and Brendan talk about this often enough, that psychology bit of it where you're trying to put someone who maybe just doesn't have that experience or the knowledge, pressure coming on a big day in the main stadium in Ireland. I felt we just let the Donegal boys grow into it and build in confidence. And it's very hard to, you can't pin that again. Like, once them boys start to feel at home and feel confident and composed, that's it. They're that for the day. And they'll only get better the more times they go back there. So that was something I felt that we didn't really go after early on. And I felt it come back to bite us because Donegal just really built in momentum. And that was all across the field and how they coped with everything. And then, like I said, even whenever it turned in them the last 15 minutes, they did just enough. McColgan in particular coming up. Like, he kicked the one off the outside of his boot, but he was actually very influential in getting an awful lot of the ball where it was going from side to side. It was him that was constantly looking to beat one man. And as soon as he had beaten that one man, then it was opening up for your strike runners coming off the wing to get their shots off. Turbutt, I get what you're saying. I just felt he was having to work too hard to beat a man to get that shot off, or he never seemed to get simple scores. Now, I'm not saying there are simple scores, but Thompson and the loop, those two, particularly in the first half, they're not simple, but they are for him. They're his bread and butter, but they're so telegraphed. You know, you could read straight away, and granted, you were at a higher vantage point we are, but you knew exactly what we were doing. Whenever Turbutt, say in the first half, was getting the ball, he was having to try and burn someone down along the queues, like try and cut in and get a shot off. Your inside forwards, they need to be able to manufacture, you know, just jab points, something quick, just, you know, throw away, drop the shoulder to the left, back on the right foot, tap it over the bar. But anything that him or Mernon seemed to be getting, he had an awful lot of work to do to get a shot off, which, again, that wasn't happening this past few weeks. But the stakes go up. You come up against better players, you come in a bigger stadium with more pressure on. That's only normal. But it was Mernon too. Mernon's a huge player for us because he wins the primary possession and he takes others into it. I never seen us feeding him at all with much ball. And that's really, really unusual because he's our focal point. He is the main man at winning that first ball and then taking everyone else into it. And the game just looked like it nearly passed him by yesterday for whatever reason.
I suppose from Armagh's perspective, Aaron, you would look and think, let's go back to that first half and just kick the ball and see what would have happened. You know what? If I was in Armagh, listen, that's the way I'd be thinking. I mean, Aaron, you just mentioned going in those last moments, the energy, Donegal. You know, I thought in that second half when we went 4 points up, we were in complete control. We went for a couple of shots, nearly, it was kind of shots you go for when you're four up. They weren't even near the goals. You know, it was a couple of defenders come up and hit them. And I thought then, you know, just got to be careful. Let's get the next score. Say, that's that period where you had the few wides and the ball off the post. Then there was the comeback. And when Oisin put that ball over the bar, Oisin really to go a point up, you're like, right, we're under the cosh. She said, Keenan McGonagall then, who was brilliant again, you know, the way he hit that, I mean, it was an unbelievable point. under pressure. But the point just after it, Aaron Doherty, point the winner, if you look at that, Donegal had a goal chance on. Donegal had flooded the Armagh defence. And like, you got to say the fitness and the way the lads, people keep talking about Croke Park, they were the energy levels of Donegal were unreal. Everybody was so comfortable in the ball. But when we went forward, we really broke at pace. And I'm not too sure who was the final man in, but there was a goal on. But Aaron decided to tap it over the bar, which was fair enough. And all I could think about then, Aaron, from your defensive perspective, you've just, you know, you've went a point up, you've got the equaliser, you probably think at that point that we'll take this the extra time. A lot of your guys had come off the bench, a lot of your better players. It might have worked out well for you. Your defence was just completely wide open. Donegal just swarmed through and hit the winner.
Yeah, no, I think Aaron got that one where he clipped it off the 14, right? But I think it was the next attack you're talking about where you get a great turnover on us where everything goes up the field and you end up butchering. It's a goal chance from 70 metres out and you end up drifting to the right-hand side. And I think Aaron He clips it wide where if he had it went to his left-hand side, you're straight through and goal and the house was down. It was a one-on-one. And like I said, from 70 metres out, I was like, oh God, this is a goal. That's game over. So I thought at that stage, maybe we'd just gone for broke where everyone went up the field. But here, the fact that you're saying that you have a team that has a severe bout of mental strength and a severe bout of fitness on the Jim McGuinness doesn't surprise me. Even though I'm sure the way he's come back now and how intense the season is and how you can't get the same block of work in maybe in season compared to what he did the last time he was here, nothing surprises me. From the Aaron minute Jimmy took that job, he'll have known what his schedule was going to be when he had the peak, when he needed to lift it, and he'll have planned accordingly. Now, for his point of view, he'd be disappointed with a lot of the injuries that he has picked up, or he hasn't maybe got key personnel in the field. But today, what was his job? Get promoted. Then second job, and if you get promoted, can we pick up the silverware? So he's done all that, and he hasn't had a full panel to pick from or a full team that he could line out yet. So he's bound to be delighted with that. Now, I've seen the whole lot of them all sitting to watch the drama that unfolded straight after it. So You're sitting looking at all the Donegal boys, and if you come out and you've won something and you're all happy, but then you're sitting and you're looking at Derry and Dublin and the intensity and the drama that comes with it, and I couldn't help putting a player's head on where you're sitting. That you start getting nervous again as a player where you're going, Jesus, right? Yeah. We face these boys now again in a few weeks, and you're looking at every move. You know where you play. You know who you might be coming up against. You're watching everything that they do. You're watching their kickouts, how they attack them, how you defend them. So, yeah, just even watching your boys sitting down, looking at that, that takes away from the satisfaction of winning something for me, because straight away you're switching into Celtic Park mode and what's down the lane. But you're not the beauty of where we're at the moment.
Beauty is right. Me and Parker's going to talk a bit about that. Be Ryan Ferry. Now, Aaron, just appreciate you have to, you're juggling there. Hey, and listen, always great to have you on the show. That last thing, Aaron, just looking ahead to the Championship now. Listen, an Ulster Finals, a realistic, I suppose, place for you to be. This summer, you have, of course, your Derby game at the start, and that usually brings a bit of colour with it. But, you know, should you get into an Ulster Final, Aaron, is there a bit of thing from last year, this game? Will that be building a bit of pressure on your lads?
I honestly think it will. That's why I felt it was so important for us to win yesterday, just to get rid of this gallant loser stuff that's going on at the moment where you're so close, but they're not winning anything. Like, I think a lot of those boys have, like, the key personnel have given 10 years of their lives there, and I think they've literally picked up a Division 3 title for it. So yeah, I just felt they needed to win yesterday, to win a tight game, to win a game where silverware has been handed out. We're just coming up short in all these great games, the Galway quarterfinal, the Monaghan quarterfinal, the Derry Ulster final last year. You come with the surge yesterday. And they're standing with nothing but scars in the middle of the field. And I suppose going back to you boys, you could probably reflect on that, where an awful lot of your boys maybe felt those same scars and feelings against Armagh and Tyrone from the mid-noughties until the tables turned whenever Jim came in 2011, early 2011. And that's just what it feels like for us at the moment. We're always getting scarred, and like I'll be shocked if we don't beat Antrim. And then it'll more than likely be down in another semi final to make another final. I'd be shocked, but I just don't think that weekend is really going to help things whenever whenever it comes to the pressure and a close game, Ulster finals, you know they're going to go down to the wire. Our memories this past few years have all been negative, and it's how you raise that out of someone or how you get someone to just go that wee step further or be that wee bit more composed whenever the pressure comes on. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. Took a mastermind in the likes of Jim to be able to do it, or Dad would have been good at that, I suppose. Whenever he came in, he took in a winning mentality from Armagh teams that kept falling short, like they'd lost in 99, 2000 and 2001 to the teams that went to go on to be eventual All-Ireland champions. But that's where we're at this stage. That's just to win Ulsters, never mind All-Irelands. We just seem to be falling that wee bit short.
Need to get into McNulty on speed dial then, I think that's the...
I'd say he's down in leash with Justy by the looks of things. Aaron, I'd be happy with that.
I'm going to have to give Brendan a wee hug there as well, because you know you kept referencing, you know, when you were like, you know, huh? You all right, Divi?
I don't want to engage in that conversation. I'm going to avoid that. Listen, Aaron, top man as ever, sir. You get on to back to the family. Thanks for joining us this evening, dude, and I'll catch up with you, I suppose. We'll have Yarn myself... yourself and Mully on Wednesday there.
Speak soon.
Chat to you, man.
Cheers, Aaron.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aaron Kiernan there. What a player he was too. Porrick, we are going to pick up the GA chat just after this break. Welcome back, folks. Now we're joined by the man of knowledge himself, Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News. Ryan, how are you?
I'm good, Brendan. How's things with yourself?
Kit tearing away. We're shooting the breeze here. Ryan, hey, it was an epic day at Croke Park. Before we look a bit more at the Donegal victory, Ryan, the epic game that followed, Aaron Kiernan was on there just talking about Donegal watching it and then maybe what went on in the game in terms of high scoring and pacing that, and maybe it was one of them ones where, I'll not say, you know, your mind is obviously going straight to the league final and probably the level that Derry played at. What did you make it? I mean, it was an absolutely phenomenal game. I mean, it'll go down in the... in annals of history, I think probably the best, it's definitely the best league final I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was brilliant fair. You know, like I was down getting a wee bit of reaction with a couple of Donegal players after the match, and you know, so the coaches were all very, very keen to get in to see it. You know, I think it was about maybe 1-3 to 5 points by the time I got back up to the upper tier in Croke Park. And it, you know, it just seemed to be a bit of a shootout, really, from what I could see, Brendan. Like it seemed to be both teams kind of very open at the back, and you know, there's some fabulous scores. You know, there was missed chances as well. Like, you know, so I suppose is that what we're going to see in the Ulster Championship? I don't know, but I suppose looking at it, you know, I was very impressed with Owen McAvoy. I didn't really think he had that kind of ability that he was showing yesterday with the goals he scored, and Lachlan Murray seems to be really developing into a good corner forward. So it looks like Derry have kicked things on. So it's going to make things interesting in a couple of weeks' time.
Certainly. Park, just looking at the goals, 13 goals he scored in League Up, and then 3 again yesterday over the course of that match. You know, we didn't register, and again, I threw it to Jim about the Shane O'Donnell opportunity. Now, that point, 4 points up, you can see totally what he was doing, but you're thinking, I'm wondering against Derry, if we get into them positions, you know.
Oh, you have to take those chances.
Seeing a brilliant game, you know, yeah. I'm just thinking, can you afford to kind of tap on a point? Looked like Derry were just going for goals every chance they could be. They know that that's the killer.
Like Owen McAvoy, as Ryan has referenced there, like, you know, from the centre half back, like just bombing forward, like the pace, then to have the ability to put the ball, you know, into the back of the net with the ferocity of shot that he took. But no, you're dead right, Brendan. Like, suppose championship changes the mindset a wee bit, and that's what we're looking at now. And unfortunately, the league is gone. But you're looking ahead. Where can Donegal actually expose Derry, or how they can do that? And that's another conversation to be having. But look, if you're going to try and nullify Derry, you're going to have to try and nullify their defence as well as their forward line, because obviously that's something that Mickey has started to work intensely on, is looking at their defenders. And as you said, 13 goals, like, and like, it's just not their forward line that has been scoring, it's been defenders coming forward. And that's another, you know, another headache for Jim and the lads, you know. Ryan Ferry used to do that too for Milford back in the day, you know, as well. Yeah, he used to bomb forward.
There you go, Ryan. That's can you confirm that?
I can absolutely confirm that was not the case. you know,
Ryan, just thinking back to last year, you know, you look at the evolution of football in different teams and how quickly, I mean, it was four points to six at half time last year in that Division Two final between those two teams. And it ended up 4-6-11. And many ways, it, all the bad, you know, hallmarks of modern football. Look at Derry this season. I mean, it's crazy how much it's changed in that one season in terms of how they know that when you get to Croke Park, you know, you have to go and beat teams. Because even though they're brilliant in that first half defensively last year, they ultimately, you know, coughed up four goals and lost the match. So they're coming in with a real purpose. And it really looks at this point, Ryan, that those, along with the Dubs and maybe Kerry, they seem a bit of a step ahead of everyone else there. I mean, we're trying to get to that level, but you think just at the minute that they are operating at a very high level?
Yeah, well, you know, they seem to have a lot of things going for them. You know, they have a good age profile, they've got experience. There's nobody pulling away from the panel to go travelling or anything like that. Everybody's kind of there. You know, they've had those good All-Ireland minor teams and, you know, those players are starting to come through now, and there's going to be more of them coming in the next couple of years. And, you know, they're coming through with the right habits, you know, from their minor football, from their McCrory football, you know. So, like, they've a lot of players coming through, and it looks like they're trying to play a little bit more of a varied style this year. They're looking, you know, they were kicking ball into Lachlan Murray and he was well able to win it, you know. And I suppose maybe they didn't really have that before, and everything had to go through Shane McGuigan. And I suppose maybe at stage of the league this year, we've said that, but definitely over the last couple of weeks, it looks like there's definitely other threats as well. And now Lachlan's having a very good season for them as well. So it looks like they've pushed it on, and, you know, it's maybe a wee bit more expansive now. Whether that's actually the case then come the Ulster Championship, I don't know, but you know, it could be that there's new management, new set of eyes on it, and a different approach to Croke Park.
Yeah, for sure. Kickouts Park, I mean, just, you know, we have to mention Kickouts, how well Derry did, and there's a man there, Lynch. You know, remember, he's getting better all the time. He's getting more assured. You remember back that Galway game, you know, where he was under pressure when Kerry swarmed him last year. You know, he looks really, really composed, like everything's on his time. And obviously, when Dublin pressed the Kickout, which they're so good at, he was able to go long right over the press. And then what that did was then he was able then to fool them by going short as well. So he had really mixed up the Dublin press. And then Derry's press in Dublin was working well. So listen, there's massive things going on around the background, but certainly that platform of Kickouts for and against was a huge set of
it's a minefield. It's funny, I was watching the game yesterday, I know you were at it, but you know, at one stage the camera zoomed back and you could see the movement of the Derry half back, half forward line. You know, the movement was critical, like to get the ball out. Like, and Oran Lynch, you referenced him there. You know, he's got into serious shape again this year, and it just, you know, shows how sharp you have to be whenever you're getting the ball out, Brendan, because you have to make sure that the kick out is going to land. Maybe you've got Conor Glass there, who's marked tightly. You know, Brendan Rodgers as well. There's a guy there, Ethan Doherty. Look, they phenomenal. For me, he's like a Conor Myler player that plays for Tyrone, obviously. You know, just the level of work.
He was involved in the penalty and the goal. He did a lot of, so much work at knifing up and creating chances. Mm. And, you know, even though the penalty shouldn't have been a penalty, the one Derry got, the first one, McGuigan put away.
Yeah.
He was definitely outside, but he was fouled. No one can hardly see that in real time, but it just put a wee bit of, I think Conor Ian came under a bit of criticism just for that, and the Fenton sending off, you know, it seemed a bit harsh.
Well, the Fenton sending off was frustration a wee bit, you know, and it was just suppose when you see it, suppose when different angles you see different things, you know, but a bit of frustration there, but a bit of a worry for Mickey Hart is Gareth McInnes, like, you know, and when he break his nose against Roscommon, and I think he dislocated a finger again yesterday, so he's having a bad run of luck, you know, but look, as
he's
Ryan,
a key man too, so
absolutely.
He's from half back. He is a main man for them in terms of playmaking and driving out.
And Kieran McFall, McFall just is, for me, he's got into, you know, unbelievable shape again. Like, you know, he's really getting stuck in. He's that type of player, Brendan, as well. You know, he doesn't mind roughing it either. I know there's a couple of slaps thrown yesterday as well, but you know, that's the level. We don't like to see it, but it can happen. But when you look at that, you look at Ethan Doherty, Niall Loughlin yesterday as well. Look, Derry, for me, had won that game. yesterday, I think it was a massive psychological boost for them. And look, Dublin's Dublin. Look, when you look at the goals they give away towards the end, they're, you know, how those goals went in, sometimes you'd scratch your head. You know,
I mean, Dublin had Derry had lost, obviously, that league final last year, Division 2, then that Kerry game. So when you got up to Croke Park, big games, and you lose them. You know, this now, I think, as you said there, in many ways, it gives probably Desi Farrell plenty of things to look at because they were outplayed. You know, Derry were in control of the game, should have won it in normal time and at a time. So it wasn't as if Derry were clinging on to them. So a bit of a reset for Dublin. That listen, Ryan, I'm just thinking back to Donegal here. Kieran Thompson, you know, 100 games yesterday, captain, and Murphy's, he's long gone. Captain in McBurney's absence. What did you make of him in that? You know, when Kieran Thompson gets in those central roles and we can get him the ball, he just needs that wee sidestep, Ryan. And he was actually kicking into a difficult breeze because there in my boys found it difficult in the second half to judge it. But his 4 points in that first half were unbelievable and was a real bit of a platform for us for the whole victory.
Yeah, it was probably the win of the game, really, getting those scores in the first half because, you know, with the breeze was definitely worth a couple of points. And, you know, had you been chasing, there might have been a bit more space for the Armagh forwards, you know, on the other side then the second half and things like that. But, like, Thompson's points were brilliant. Niall Donald kicked a couple of good points, you know, and I definitely think, you know, that Thompson is better in a central position, whether that's centre forward or midfield. You know, maybe some people say he's not tall enough for midfield. I'm not so sure about that either. Like, you know, he brings savage work rate and he's good on the ball and he's an intelligent player as well. And, you know, I suppose mainly in the Bonner area, you know, he was playing right half forward and, you know, like he was still contributing very well. And, you know, they had a kick out press that he was very important part of that, like, but I just feel and at number 11 you probably get a wee bit more off him, and like when he swings that left foot, you know, like he's a very accurate player, and you know he's a top class operator, and you know Armagh, I suppose they stood off him at times, and you know, like Derry will have seen that too, and they'll know that he's a man that you don't stand off.
Listen, indeed, and I thought he kind of maybe drifted out a wee bit second half, ended up maybe too far over on the left-hand side. He definitely is a central player, and after the match, actually, Oisin Kelly caught up with the main man himself, Kieran Thompson.
Kieran Thompson, you've marked your occasion of 100 games for Donegal by lifting the cup on the steps of the Hogan Stand. How did that feel?
Aye, listen, it was a privileged moment for me and my family, definitely, so it's unbelievable, like, you know, my 100th appearance there to get the chance to lift the cup. I know I'm only starting in for Paddy there, who unfortunately was injured, but listen, if I'm asked to do it, I'll do it.
Well, listen, it was a big day for you, and you showed your intent by kicking 4 points in the first half.
Aye, listen, done all right now, I think. Got into me stride, I found my range there, so I was happy enough, and thankfully they went over.
Yeah, well, listen, what about the game itself? I was getting a bit nervy there in the final quarter, so it was, you were leading before, and you probably should have been further ahead midway through the second half, but then Armagh came back and was sort of on the edge for a while there.
It was a massive, the first half was always just to and fro, like we went down a point ahead, which was, we were happy enough, we had a bit of a slight breeze, and then we went 4 points up, you're thinking we're going to kick off from here, but it just didn't work out for us. You know, we struggled to get our kickouts away and we missed maybe one or two chances to go five up, and just give them momentum then, you know, and they got a few scores and they're always going to fight back. But we showed great character there towards the end. Aaron Doherty, Farah, points there, massive points to win it.
Yep. Martin McHugh said it on co-commentary, so he did. It was a brilliant one, and the reason for it, but you were asked a lot of questions towards the end and you showed real character in it, and that was probably the main thing coming out of it.
Yeah, definitely, that was one of the major things coming out of it, is that we got tested, we were under the cosh, we went a point down, but we fought back and we got the victory then. We thought it might be going to extra time, but I think it was maybe Aaron Doherty that popped up with a brilliant score, and thankfully we took the cup then.
Yeah, lots of momentum now towards the championship off the back of this as well. Because winning, I suppose, gives you momentum, but it breeds the mentality as you go to probably the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, it's going to be a massive step up now for championship, but the league was a really good exercise. We blooded a lot of new players, and now it's a massive 3 weeks to get ready for Derry, which is going to be an unbelievable task. But listen, it's one we'll go into it and we'll be hopeful of.
Yeah, you've been around Donegal camps now a while, given you've got 100 caps under your belt. But there's a real good field factor in this camp at the minute, so there is?
Yeah, there is, definitely. You know, there's a great mix there. The young bucks are coming in. We must have 7 or 8, maybe under 20s there. And they're bringing huge energy, and it's great to see. And a lot of boys stepping up this year, new blood, new tactics on the management side of things. It's just great to be a part of.
And for the club, New Connell, it's obviously big for them too, because there was quite a few years we were on the pitch at the very end there.
Aye, listen, it's always nice to have a good few involved, and we've a good few in the backroom team involved in Neve Connell too. So listen, I owe Neve Connell a massive part of it. Like, they got to me where I am today, so I'm ever grateful to them.
Yeah, just finally for me, Kieran, back at Croke Park, the first time in 2 years. It's nice to be back here playing football. Nice to be back winning again.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, any time you get to play in Croke Park, it's a great day out. Like, and national title on the line there, and we came away with a victory, so can't complain.
Okay, well done today.
Thank you.
Yes, well done indeed. Mighty stuff from Kieran Thompson. Nice way to do it. You think about 100 games. It could be ruined if you lose a game at Croke Park, but to be captain, 100 games, lift Division 2, a bit of a dream day for him. And man of the match on top of that.
Kick 4 points as well, you know. And yeah. I was phenomenal yesterday, Kieran. And like, he gives you absolutely everything, Brian. That's what I love about Kieran Thompson. Like, you know, there's just nothing but hard work for him. And look, he's serious left foot as well. Like, you know, and just the work level from him yesterday, as you've seen, he's created that space, maybe more time in the ball than, you know, good players always find that little bit of extra time. And, you know, that was Kieran's game yesterday. You know, those first couple of scores probably set up the platform for Donegal to win that game, you know, at the end of the day. But the work level from him too, off the ball, you know, it's fantastic to see. Like, and Kieran's a top guy, and you know, does it for his club week in, week out as well when he's there, you know. So look, congratulations to Kieran.
Yeah. Ryan, looking ahead, you know, we've won that title at big game at Croke Park, shades of 2011, when we came up, and was Laois, wasn't it, we beat that year, and things really took off from there. Do you get that feeling, Ryan, or do you think the landscape's changed a lot since then, in terms of, particularly obviously from the get-go, we're playing, you know, the best team in Ulster?
Yeah, like, I think the landscape has changed, Brent. I think it's, you know, it is different now because of how the championship has changed. It's condensed, and you know, we've got this round robin, you know, that's going to be coming in May time as well, and into June, you know, and you do wonder, you know, maybe, like, I think in previous years, you know, you didn't want to lose your first round in Ulster and have to go into a qualifier and maybe have a tough away trip somewhere. Whereas, you know, the reality is now, you know, whoever loses Donegal or Derry will get, you know, 5 or 6 weeks, you know, to get a good block of training to get ready for the All-Ireland series. And for the likes of Donegal, with injuries, you know, you know, you could spin that around that in a positive way for you. You know, if you didn't get over the line in Celtic Park, which is going to be a tough one, and even for Derry, like, you know, you wonder, is going all the way in Ulster, is that going to help them get to their All Ireland? You know, possibly not. So, you know, as much as everybody's looking forward to this big game in Celtic Park, and you know, it should be a humdinger, there's still going to be an awful lot of football played after it, and you do wonder how much impact will that first round game have on the grand scheme of things later down the year. But as I said, I can't wait for it either. Like, you know, what I mean?
Do you know what, Ryan? I'm just thinking, like, you know, you Derry obviously going for 3 in a row, which would be unbelievable, set you aside, but because Ulster's only provincial title now, which really is up there to be won, and you know, you've obviously got 5 teams you think they can definitely win it, which is unusual. And you know, for years obviously Tyrone, ourselves and Monaghan dominated. Now, like, obviously there's another couple of sides have come back into the picture, and of course our friends from Armagh yesterday in particular think, you know, that they can be in the mix as well. So, you know, I'm just wondering, and talking to Jim earlier in the year, he was vehement that, you know, this, which about Ulster, doesn't matter about this, something else, we don't even know who you're going to be playing, etc, etc. But, you know, with this condensed season and playing week and week and week league final, Either of these seeds are going to come into the group stage is very fresh. And as you said there, should Derry get the semi-final after, you know, three tough games in Ulster, if they end up going through a group stage to get the semi-final, you'd think there'd be some effect on them in terms of fatigue.
Well, you know, there might be. I suppose, you know, you're looking at it, Brendan, we've seen Division 2 this year. It's not been great. You know, there's going to be 16 teams in the All-Ireland series. Are the likes of Donegal or Derry going to have any great difficulty in getting through to the knockout side of it? Like there'll be three out of the four teams will advance through to at least the preliminary quarterfinals. And like, you'd be shocked if Donegal and Derry didn't make it through. Now, like, in saying that, you know, Cork came good to beat Mayo last year in the round robin. Westmeath put it up to Armagh and Tyrone, so there can be surprises, but you just feel that Donegal and you know, and Derry and those maybe teams in the top eight are going to have no problem really getting through to the All-Ireland series. And you know, are they thinking we're going to just plot up a plan ahead from there and, you know, see how it goes? But you know, Jim has been very adamant that, you know, that the Ulster Championship has a special place and he wants to go after it. And, you know, even I was thinking, you know, over the weekend, that you look at it, you know, we're out on Saturday night looking at league fixtures and, you know, all kind of chatting club here. And that has, you know, has diminished in value. And like, that's a competition now that, you know, it doesn't really have much worth. And, you know, we've lost that, and I suppose if we get rid of the Ulster Championship, that's another thing that's lost, and you know, the league final. So I can see where he's coming from, and that we shouldn't be getting away from these competitions. And I think he'll see that game against Derry as a big one for, you know, there's good momentum building behind the team, and you know, there's going to be a big crowd in Celtic Park that day. And I feel if Donegal can, I don't know, would you call it an ambush if they pull it off? I don't know if you would or not. But I think he'll feel that Donegal will get serious energy if they can win that game in Celtic Park. And, you know, he'll have a plan. Now, he probably need, you know, those five or six men that are out injured, he's going to need some of them back if he's going to pull it off, you know. So I think he'll really be wanting to put the best foot forward and push on in Ulster and see what comes after that then, maybe.
Yeah, indeed. And I suppose Ryan just mentioned there, Park, you know, last time obviously Jim really went after Tyrone's Mickey Hart. Now it's Derry's. Mickey Hart is the team to beat. Ryan mentioned there, you know, McBurney, McHugh, obviously Owen, McCall in particular, you know, can we beat Derry without those lads? Is it essential we get them in? Because I think McGee, obviously Jason coming in yesterday, Niall O'Donnell both contributed very well to the game in terms of them being back free from injury now. So without those lads, Park, you think it'd be difficult? You know, it's one thing playing Armagh. You know, the way Derry's moving at the moment, we're going to need our full side to really have a proper crack at them.
Ah, without doubt, you have to say that, Brendan. You know, you need your Patrick McBurtis, you need your Ryan McHughes, Noan Bannon there as well. You know, Brendan McCall. Look, it's 3 weeks out or so. You know, so look, is it a wee bit, you know, timeline wise might come a wee bit too quick for them. But look, as Jim has always said, like, you know, you get that feeling from interviewing him over the years, like, this is his second tenure. It's the date is etched in everybody's mind who's in the training camp. All he'll be talking about is championship. And you can bet your bottom dollar he's going to have a plan to ambush them. I think that's what Ryan has said, you know. And look, why would you get into management if you didn't think you were going to win? You know, and that for me is like, you know, Donegal the last couple of years, last year particularly, you know, they've come down, they're back up again, back into Division 1. The trajectory is good. You know, it's a big game for them, but it's a test of character. It's a test to see where we're at. And, you know Jim better than me, obviously, Brendan, and you know the aspects of management probably and playing. It's a game you relish as a player because it's a massive opportunity to maybe do something. You know, yes, Derry's been talked up and they're a fantastic outfit, and they are all Ireland contenders. There's no doubt about it. Look, do you give us a chance to get in there? I definitely do. Like,
oh,
you know,
listen, I think we definitely have a chance. I just think that not many other people will give us a chance. If you know what I mean? I think as Donegal people were obviously always thinking, yeah, we can do it. I think it can be done. But it's going to take some effort, you know, no more than probably what Derry did yesterday in terms of completely bringing their A game to Dublin to beat Dublin. I think in a similar way, we have to do something similar to them. And listen, one of the main men yesterday leading the line again was Oisin Gallon. Of course, there's interviews with Mickey Hart and Jim McGuinness. I caught up with Jim after the game as well yesterday. Of course, as you were saying there, Ryan, they were mad keen to see that Fair was coming after them. You know, keen eyes to see what Derry were doing. But I caught up with Oisin Gallon after the game. Oisin Gallon, League 2 champs, unbeaten throughout the league. Come to Crow Park, a few men down, but phenomenal performance from the team.
Yeah, as I said, it's nice to get that one again. It's nice to keep that unbeaten record going. And we were a few bodies down, but that's the power of the squad. You need boys being able to fit the step in, and you need a strong squad. And fair play to the lads who stepped in today. We got over the line and we got the win. And league champions, it's nice to finish off the league season with that there.
And the buzz of coming to Crow Park, a few lads here hadn't played in Crow Park before. Was there something special for the whole team coming up here?
Aye, definitely. Like, it's always great to get up to the capital. Like, and even like we're just chatting there, like we played in McCool Park last week and the ground was a bit soft and everything. Like, and just the thought of coming up here to the hard ground, good sunny day, and getting fast forward football, you know, you're thinking about that all week at training. So that brings a good buzz to the whole squad. And then getting up the road then and getting onto the pitch, like, some lads hadn't been in here before, and even just the whole setting and the change rooms and everything, to take it all in with the hope of maybe getting back here later in the year, like, it's a great experience.
You certainly started the game fast yourself, you know, a mark early on to get us off the board. As you noticed after that, you were double teamed a lot of time. Armagh really had you detailed. Is that something you're seeing a lot in the league now, when you come out to collect that ball, teams are doubling up against you?
I don't know if they're purposely doubling up, like, but I think teams are just getting more and more bodies back. And when you do get the ball and you go to take on your man, you might beat your man, but you're only running into another man then, like, so you kind of have to vary yourself and vary your game around that. But you just got to get used to it too, don't you? Teams are going to play with a defensive pack defence and stuff, and you just got to get used to it.
Yeah, at four up, Oisin, with the game in control, did you think then it was ours to lose? Armagh had hit three wides and hit the post. Didn't look like they were finding their shooting boots at all, but they had a load of top forwards on the bench. Were you expecting a late rally from them?
It's always going to go down the stretch, but I thought in that period we'd kind of forced them to kick bad shots and put a lot of pressure on. We were very good defensively. We didn't see out that game as well as we should have. Like, we were four up and we were looking like we were cruising, and then just went through a bad spell, probably not getting our kickouts away and not getting hands on the ball, and we were punished, and it came down the straight then, and thankfully Doc stepped up and kicked that important point.
Yeah, and good to see like Jason McGee back today, Niall O'Donnell playing his part as well. I suppose the squad, all the lads that came in as well, you know, we're down four or five possible starters, so will you be able to do that in today's game and still control the match? It must be a real positive vibe around the squad at the minute, aren't you?
Aye, look, at like Keelan McCullin came back in today too, first start, just thrown into it and done very well on Connor Turbitt. Must have kept him to a few points and the whole game. Like, Jason back in, Niall back in, so we lost one or two last week, but I mean we're gaining three or four, and we're hopefully gaining a few more now as we come into the next couple of weeks, and that's good. You need a strong squad these days, like, and it's great for those lads who would have been regulars in previous seasons to finally get back and get playing, like, and no better place than Croker to get them out
and
on
just
the pitch.
Finally for me, Oisin, of course, you know, 3 weeks to Derry, you know, you're champion, so you're allowed to have let the hair a wee bit down tonight and kick it back, or Is Jimmy one of the matches going to be playing on the bus?
You might have a word with Jim there to see if we can get a few tonight, huh?
Well, this is well deserved, Oisin, brother.
Cheers, lads. Thank you.
What do you think, Parky? Give us an old blast that Jimmy's one of the matches there.
I don't know.
Ryan, you're a bit of a singer, aren't you?
Oh, known for it, all right, Brendan.
You won't refute that one. Ryan, listen, we're down to the last couple of minutes. Just that. Ryan, is any word? I know McHugh's thing isn't too bad, Ryan's, but tell me, is any word on the other three? I'm getting a bit concerned now around Owen Bann, McBertie and McCall. Do you know of anything of what the status is?
No, Jim was very coy on it yesterday when he was asked. Now, he was obviously trying to get away and to watch the other game, but, you know, he was just saying it would be week by week with pretty much them all. I kind of got this impression that maybe Darrell Wheels wasn't too serious anyway, you know, but he's been a bit vague on it. You know, there's going to be another, he's going to have a press event this Thursday, so it'll be interesting to see if we hear anything more on it from then. But he could be keeping his cards close to his chest at this stage, Brendan. He mightn't want too much seeping out.
Yeah, indeed. That'll be the big story coming in, Ryan. Where are these guys? Because I think, you know, it'd be a shame to go on without them. I think they bring a lot. That said, you know, a few of them have been out for a few weeks now. So whether you could just put them in is a question mark as well, maybe on the bench. But we can't go without saying Terman 114 fan at 7 points. I have to, you have to a good start there.
We keep it down low, Brandon. You know, it's a nice, nice start of the league, like, you know.
Yeah, start.
You know, nice and steady. You know, so we're not mentioning Mulford.
Yeah, it's for promotion.
Yeah. What about you? Didn't going to Kilcare yesterday? You know,
it seems such a, you know, the way the league is at the minute. You know, round, it's just like a pre-comp. Edition, that's it. It seems so long now till we get any championships.
It's very long, like it is. I suppose when you look at championship, you're chatting almost, you know, you're deep into August and September and October, you know, so it's a little bit away. So
keeping everybody fresh and happy. Well, listen, lads, thanks very much. That was a great chat today. Thanks for rounding everything up this evening. As ever, Porrick, you will be in and out. We'll be seeing plenty of you. Ryan Ferry, keep up the good work there, as ever, my man, and I'll be speaking to you probably around Celtic Park.
Cheers, Brent.
Thanks, Ben.
Cheers.